for joining me. This has been his ultimate special on Tire and on a Carefree Game Show.
This job is like physical.
Well, I get to come to work and play games.
Is problem.
Health insurance. Yes, sometimes I have to pinch myself.
We all came up through the ranks.
Aquí nos tratan muy bien a todos.
You're looking for an opportunity.
Somos una familia unida.
So many careers here.
It's a fun job. Just
fun to
walk into work.
This is the place for you. Pay raise.
Tuition rate, perks, and benefits. Join the 4Wins team. Competitive wages and benefits. It's a family. You walk in, you feel the love.
You definitely want to come work here.
Visit 4WinsCasino.com right now.
Listen up, South Bend Cubs fans. Right now, about 100,000 people nationwide are waiting for a life-saving transplant. That's enough people to fill 4Wins Field 20 times. And by the time this game ends, 15 people will be added to the national transplant waiting list. Did you also know that if your favorite player injures his ACL, a tissue transplant could provide a complete recovery and put him back in the game? Join the team. Be a hero. Save a life. Sign up to be an organ donor at DonateLifeIndiana.org.
And welcome to 4Wins Field. We hope you enjoy today's game. We do ask that you follow a few simple rules to make sure every fan has a fun and safe experience. Please watch for foul balls leaving the playing surface and rolling back from the roof. Feel free to keep any baseball you receive. However, please do not go in any restricted areas to retrieve a baseball. Should you need medical assistance, the first aid station is located on the concourse behind home plate. The first aid station is presented by Beacon Health Systems MedPoint 24. In compliance with Indiana state law, 4Wins Field is a non-smoking facility. Any fan caught smoking inside the stadium will be asked to leave without a refund. Exit and re-entry to the stadium is permitted with your ticket stubs. Foul language and inappropriate behavior will not be tolerated. All fans have the right to a family environment.
Yeah, we're gonna do this all night.
Warnings will be given and fans will be removed from the ballpark for inappropriate behavior. On behalf of everybody, the South Bend Cubs and 4Wins Field, we hope you have a safe and enjoyable time at the ballpark.
and two to the video board as we introduce the fuzziest Montgomery mascot in minor league baseball. Please welcome Stu.
Did he see me? Did he see me?
Hello, fans. How are you tonight? Oh, no. Last homestand of the regular season. It's a beautiful night for baseball. You can do better. How are you tonight? That's what I'm talking about. Welcome to a beautiful Portland field. By the way, Stu's here tonight. Swoop is not. Earlier today, he drank some invisible ink. He's at the hospital waiting to be seen. Be a long homestand, isn't it? Please welcome the number one department in all of minor league baseball. My friends, the Blue Crew, everybody, the Blue Crew, right here. They win all of the awards at the end of the year. Right? You can tell why, right there. They are top notch. Back on the campus, welcome to Tail Wagon Tuesday, thanks to Wellness Pet Food. And welcome all the furry friends that saw Dalmatian up on the concourse eating and appeared to hit the spots.
Mark stopping it.
Come on, I waited all day for that. They've been out of town for a week. I figured that one out like weeks ago. Oh, maybe you didn't understand me. See, it's a Dalmatian. It's got spots and it was eating and it hit the spots. Thank you, man. That joke is just for you. Welcome all the furry friends. Cubs Den Team Store behind the left field wall. You can't miss it. It's just Cubs Den Team Store. Here are the folks in there. All sorts of great Chicago Cubs and South Bend Cubs items. A big giant logo hat. Do you have a big giant logo hat? Is the logo giant or the hat giant? Do we know or both? My head's giant. Yes, it is. A big giant logo hat is the special item of the day. You can get that at the South Bend Cubs Den Team Store right there. Tiki Hut. Best looking guy in all of baseball. Don runs the Tiki Hut. Bev is out there. There's another girl. She's got red hair. Can't think of her name right now, but she's out there. She'll take care of you. Right there, the First Source Bank Southern Cubs Performance Center. Right there, that building is where your Southern Cubs take batting practice, and you can take batting practice in those same batting cages during the game today. Make sure you do that. And of course, Ben Soft Pretzel down the right field line. Not just the best pretzel of baseball, the best pretzel, period. Food item of the day, you saw this on social media, good, the pork tenderloin sandwich. Get that at the Wavelet and Sheffield stands. It's a special for the Spinal Homestand. It's a giant pork tenderloin. Got to go with your big giant logo hat. So make sure you pick that up at the Wavelet and Sheffield stands. Who's set for baseball tonight? Oh, by the way, the Southern Cubs are in first place. You may know that. We're going to wrap up the playoffs here in a couple of weeks, and we're going to play off baseball. I can feel it. Playoff baseball coming to Four Winds Field this fall. Let's keep it going tonight. Another big win. Sit back, relax, enjoy the game. You cannot play baseball, however, without a first pitch or three. But first, a message for friends at Monterosa Law Group.
At the Monterosa Law Group, we're proud to partner with the South Bend Cubs.
We have been serving the South Bend community since 2001.
If you need legal help, your first call should be Monterosa Law Group.
Our lawyers can help you in the areas of criminal defense and advantage.
Please call us at 574-236-2953 or visit us at MonterosaLawGroup.com.
Tierra Mons Española, llámenos al 574-236-2956.
Yeah, here we go. Where's the best place for a first pitch in a ballpark? I'll tell you all day long. It's the pitcher from Cole Franklin doing the catching. Of course, Mark Tavolali, are you ready? Got the jersey. Get up on the freshly manicured pitcher's mound. The grouse crew loves it. You mess up their pitcher's mound before the game. I'm going to tell you that I didn't tell you to do it. But get up. No, climb up. Go ahead. You got it. There you go. Oh, the southpaw action. Not bad at all. Teacher of the Year for Southland Schools, Kathleen Avery. She brought her own in the cheering section. You're so good, you've only been in school like 2 weeks, you're already Teacher of the Year. That's incredible. Good. Oh, was it last year? Yeah. Nice job. You're going to tell the kids like a Mason joke tomorrow, aren't you? Right? Okay, make sure you give me credit. Henry Castelli, are you ready? You've got the jersey, you've got the hat. You can go anywhere you want, because that's where we put two kids. So you go up with them on, go right ahead. Henry Castelli, well, his grandson, retired Dog Commissioner Andy Castelli. You ready? Look at that! Nice job! This is Cole, get your ball. You get a picture of Cole, right? Nice job, Henry. Way to go. Thank you to Andy for all his amazing work as a commissioner here for the county. All right, who's set for baseball? And it's just a beautiful Tuesday evening. Sit back and relax. If you need anything at all, you can just let us know. It's a favorite for you. So glad you're spending your evening with us. Let's get the forecast out for friends at ABC 57 News.
Let's take a look at your forecast here, Cubbies fans. A perfect night for baseball. Temperatures very comfortable in the upper 70s. Falling down for the 16th year here at the end of the game. Should see nice clear skies. The breeze at the start of the game, the wind will continue to die down here. Over the next few days, more of that nice weather continues here for coming back for another game. We'll see plenty of sunshine both Wednesday and Thursday for temperatures warming into the 80s.
Building for 90 years is just the beginning, because it has always been innately and uniquely human to be builder. We can't help ourselves. It's our always to build. To take the world around us and build it into something more playful. Because a playful mind sees the world not as it is. So for everything, it could be. Get building and make the world your playground.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, good evening and welcome to baseball at beautiful Four Winds Field. And at this time, we ask for your attention as we give you the starting lineups for tonight's ball game, presented by Industrial Door of Northern Indiana. First, for the visiting Lansing Bloodhounds. Leading off at shortstop, number 4, Max Muncy. Batting second, number 5, the DH, Joshua Rice. Batting third, number 21, the catcher, Shane McGuire. In the cleanup spot, he'll be in third base, number 39, Alexander Kempos. Batting fifth, right fielder, number 12, Lawrence Butler. Batting sixth, he'll be in center field, number 27, Denzel Clark. Batting seventh, first baseman, number 25, Jared McDonald. Batting eighth, number 1, second baseman, Cooper Bowman. And batting ninth, number 7, left fielder, Brian Welbos. The starting pitcher, number 29, Grant Coleman. The Bloodhounds are managed by number 26, Philip Pohl. And now the starting lineup for your South Bend Cubs. Leading off in center field, number 5, Pete Crow Armstrong. Batting second, number 19, left fielder, Jordan Woku. Batting third baseman, number 3, Lewis Verdugo. In the cleanup spot, he'll be in right field, number 20, Owen Casey. Batting fifth and doing the catching, number 2, Pablo Aliendo. Batting sixth, the DH, number 38, B.J. Murray. Batting seventh, number 7,
starting pitcher, number 30, Luke Little. The Cubs are managed by number 28, Lance Reinbold. It's time to guess tonight's temperature presented by Legacy Heating and Air. If our contestant guesses the right game time temperature, they'll win a certificate good for a year-long furnace and air conditioner maintenance package valued at $169. Let's go down to Mark McGill.
I got the correct red game time temperature, not including the wind chill, A69, B70, C76, or D85.
I'm going to go with C.
C76, clearly you are correct at C76. There you go, Greg, you're a winner. Tell LaMarcia and Peter and Jan and Bobby you said hi. I'm old. Thank you, JP.
All right, thank you, Mark, and thanks to Legacy Heating and Air, our sponsor of Guess the Temperature. Schedule your air conditioning tune-up today with the Daikin Comfort Pros at Legacy Heating and Air for only $89. Visit Legacy Heating and Air.
Well, it's DJ of Rude Valley Construction Group, sponsor of the Rude Valley Party Deck, right down here where those kids are peeling those nachos. On the table, on the screen, and around the concourse are QR codes. And that's how I'm going to give you $750 cash back on an Armadillo composite deck. But, scan it, new home construction or addition, I will triple it. Rear Valley Construction Group is your go-to for Armadillo composite decking, home additions, and new home construction in Indiana and Michigan. Thank you, and go Cubs, go.
Hi, I'm Matthew Tallman, a licensed insurance agent with Health Markets Insurance Agency. Medicare and health insurance can be complicated. I can help you pick the insurance plans to find the coverage that fits your needs. I'll work with you to determine your unique insurance situation. Then, I'll do the research and compare all the coverages and prices to find you a personalized insurance plan that fits your needs and your budget. Call or visit my website today to see how I can help you with your Medicare and health insurance options.
Ladies and gentlemen, please direct your attention to the first base dugout as we introduce tonight's Field of Dreams team presented by Portillo's. Southend Eastside team won the 2021 11U Ohio Valley Regional Championship to qualify for the 2022 Babe Ruth Cal Ripken World Series in Waterville, Maine. This summer, this team also won 7 straight games to win the Indiana 12U Babe Ruth Cal Ripken State Championship. The team then moved on to the World Series in Waterville, Maine. There, they met the legendary Chicago Cubs and Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher, Fergie Jenkins, their honorary guest. Fergie was a guest speaker at their World Series banquet and threw out the first pitch during Eastside's first pool play game in Maine. Eastside All-Stars got off to a great start in the World Series by winning all 5 pool play games with wins over California, Idaho, Vermont, and Maine teams. Eastside was the number 1 seed going into the semifinals. The team's winning streak finally came to an end with a loss to Andy Valley, Maine. Eastside finished 3rd in the World Series. Ladies and gentlemen, let's have a big round of applause for the South Bend Eastside All-Stars. Group playoff tickets are now available for the tentative home playoff game on Tuesday, September 13th. Group tickets begin at $15 and can be purchased at the event ticket window or by calling the front office at 574-235-9988. So don't miss out on the only home game for round 1. It's time to announce the sweetheart of the game, presented by the Walker Residential Store. Since 1907, the Waterloo's and Dime store has been a staple of Indiana and is the originator of the Jumbo Jelly Bean. Plus, you can choose from 450 types of nostalgic candies. Tonight's sweetheart of the game is Pepper. Visit the Wakarusa Dime Store's two locations in downtown Wakarusa and in Greenberg on Cleveland Road.
Check two, check one, check two, 1 2 1 2. Check, 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 check.
and gentlemen, at this time we ask that you please rise and remove your hats as we honor America with the singing of our national anthem, presented by Country Cabinets and Home Furnishings. Performing the Star Spangled Banner this evening is Reese Hall.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous or the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Lugnuts baseball begins right now, and the first pitch of the ball game at 7:06 p.m. sails right over the head of the catcher and all the way to the backstop, and we're underway at 7:06. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, so glad to have you along with me. Luke Little on the mound for the Cubs, deals inside, ball two. Max Muncy, the batter for the Lugnuts. Muncy leading off and playing shortstop. Batting second, the DH, Josh Wainwright. Hitting third, the catcher, Shane McGuire. Muncy takes a called strike. Lefty Luke Little is on the mound, and this is the first game of a six-game series. Lugnuts at South Bend. Little's pitch. Low and away. The count on Muncy now is 3 balls and 1 strike. I am Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, back here with you after Adam Jackson called last week against Wisconsin. The windup and the 3-1. Swing and a miss. A fastball by him. The count is 4. Little, the pitcher, 6 feet 8 inches tall and a lefty. On the payoff pitch, the game's leadoff batter, Muncy. A chopper hit on the right side. Pertuz backs up, grabs. The second baseman fires to first from the outfield grass in time. Now there's one gone. For the South Bend Cubs defensively, Fabian Pertuz at second. At first base, Casey Opitz. At shortstop, Kevin Made. And at third base, it's Luis Verdugo. The catcher for South Bend, Pablo Allendo. In the outfield and left field, Jordan Wogu. In center field, Pete Crow Armstrong. And in right field, Owen Casey. Next man up for the Lugnuts, that's the DH, Josh Wainwright. Fastball up and inside, ball one. So your Lugnuts starting lineup. Muncy led off, the shortstop who grounded out. Josh Wainwright batting second, DHing. Swings and misses a fastball. Late, count is 1-1. Heading third, the catcher Shane McGuire. Batting fourth, the third baseman Alexander Campos. Heading fifth and right field, Lawrence Butler. The windup. Little throws. Outside corner, strike called. Heading sixth in center field, just off the COVID list, Denzel Clark is back. First baseman Jared McDonald bats seventh. Heading eighth at second base, Cooper Bowman. Wright swings and misses a slider. He's gone on strikes. And lastly, batting ninth in the order, the left fielder Brian Guelbas. Those your Lugnuts from manager Phil Pohl. Lugnuts come in at 25-29, 50-70 overall for the year. And the South Bend Cubs at 33-21, 67-53 this season. Shane McGuire now takes a called strike in the outside corner. And they take on Luke Little, fourth rounder 2 years ago. Lefty deals to lefty. McGuire takes on the inside corner, strike called. The slider from Little. On the count very quickly, nothing and two. Two outs, nobody on. Pitch on its way. Line drive right at second baseman Pertuz. Side retired in perfect fashion by Little. Let's go to the bottom of the first inning now. The Lugnuts take the field. Grant Holman will be on the mound against South Bend.
I just don't know what to do anymore.
Chevy would have just go away.
No, it's nothing. Don't worry about me.
Mind your own business. I hate my life.
She'll see when I'm gone.
Suicide could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a plea for help. You can help someone before it's too late.
And then she said she wanted to kill herself.
Do something. Contact OK to Say.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any way. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Lugnuts went down in order in the top of the first inning, and now to the bottom half. Lugnuts right-hander Grant Holman against the South Bend Cubs. Leading off for the Cubbies, center fielder Pete Crow Armstrong. Batting second, the left fielder Jordan Wogu, the Michigan Wolverine. Heading third at third base, Luis Verdugo. Batting fourth, the right fielder Owen Casey. Catcher Pablo Allendo hits fifth. Batting sixth, the DH B.J. Murray. Heading seventh, the shortstop Kevin Made. Batting eighth, the first baseman Casey Opitz. And rounding off the order, batting ninth, the second baseman Fabian Bertuz. They take on the California Golden Bear against the South Bend Cubs. Grant Holman fires. First offering waved at and missed. Strike one for Pete Crow Armstrong. Armstrong, a first rounder of the New York Mets, traded to the Cubs. He has flourished. 0-1. Swing and a miss, strike two. A fastball right by him. There is a place where the radar gun indicator would indicate velocity. It did not indicate anything on each of those first two offerings. How about the 0-2? Fastball called strike three. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Three pitches, one strikeout for Holman. Fastball in the inside corner to set him down. Home plate umpire today, Clyburn Rondon. Bases umpire, Jared Molman. Now righty-righty, Jordan Wogu. Holman fires, yanked it low and away. One hopping in to catcher McGuire. Ball one. Shane McGuire catching at first base, Jared McDonald. At second base, Cooper Bowman. The shortstop, Max Muncy. And at third, Alexander Campos. Outfield in a moment. First, though, a ball one offering. On its way. A ground ball foul off to the left, off speed from Holman. Slider, one ball, one strike. And left field, Brian Wilbas. In center field, Denzel Clark. And in right field, it's Lawrence Butler. A 1-1 pitch. Ground ball yanked foul off the railing of the Lugnuts third base visitor's dugout. Scattered a couple of players. Quickly out, Saheed Valenzuela picks it up and underhands it up into the crowd. 1-2. No score. The pitch, a slider, lifted out to right field. Backs up Butler. Back he goes. At the wall. Lawrence Butler can't make the catch. It's down. Wogu flashes around second. He's on his way for third, and he arrived there standing, toe-dragging the bag. Lawrence Butler got there at deepest right field and lost his baseball cap. He stabbed out with the backhand. Now the baseball went right off his glove and down to his feet. Triple for Jordan Wogu. Now Luis Verdugo, righty to righty. Down low, ball one. For Wogu, triple number five this year. His teammate Pete Crow Armstrong has six. Luis Verdugo, the batter, has one, but he has 26 doubles and five home runs. Hitting 276, this is game number 99. One out, runner at third. Here he comes, and that's down low and away. There's a dragonfly that has found its way into the broadcast booth, and there it goes. Yeah, you don't want to be in the booth. There are better places to be, especially for a dragonfly. Pitch on its way. Slider low and away. And Holman has fallen behind him to count three balls and no strikes. Ground ball hit towards second. Knocked down by Bowman. Run comes in. Bowman throws to first for the out. Verdugo retired, but the RBI is Wogu is in. And it's 1-0 Cubs. Verdugo notches his 37th RBI of the year. Now the batter, Owen Casey, the cleanup hitter, left-handed batter. The pitch. Inside, ball one. Maybe a touch low as well. Casey, C-A-I-S-S-I-E, hitting 259. Through 95 games, 20 doubles, 11 round trippers. Pitch on its way. Fouled straight back. Max Thoma, one of the two voices of the Cubs, joining Brendan King, told me, watch out for Casey and the left center gap. Said he has great opposite gap power. Center fielder Clark is playing straight up. Casey swings and misses. 1-2. That Holman changeup is looking good. And for Holman, that changeup, I believe, is a splitter. Two outs, nobody on, 1-0 Cubs. Pitch on its way. Hit in the air and foul out of play to the left side. And we'll keep it right here. Owen Casey acquired via trade, just like Pete Crow Armstrong. Just like pitcher Daniel Palencia. Wind up. The pitch. Off speed, maybe a touch low. Casey is rated the number 10 prospect in the Chicago Cubs organization. The Cubs have 10 of the top 29, including 5 in their starting rotation. The number 1 prospect is Pete Crow Armstrong. Tapper foul, left side. We stay right here, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Once again, off-speed stuff from Grant Holman. Casey acquired in the Yu Darvish deal. The 2-2 is bounced, foul once more, hopped up and over the head of the catcher, McGuire. Shadows right now have fallen across the left side of the infield, the home plate circle, and the pitcher's mound, and all of the infield grass, but the right side of the infield remains in the sun, as is the outfield. 2-2, fouled into the screen. Casey battling against Holman. Leadoff strike out of Crow Armstrong. Wogu the triple brought in on the ground out. And now Casey golfs a line drive out in the right center. Denzel Clark retrieves it and the side retired. One run, one hit, no errors, nobody left. Guard of the second inning. It's the Cubs leading in South Bend over the Lugnuts by 1-0 score.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, outerwear, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Into the second inning now from South Bend. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here with you. On the first pitch of the top of the second inning, runs inside, ball one. From lefty Luke Little for the Cubbies. Cubs lead 1-0. RBI ground out by Luis Verdugo. Alexander Campos the batter. He swings and bounces weakly toward short. Mate comes in, grabs, fires to first, and gets him. The 19-year-old makes the play. And there's one up and one gone. Now against Little in the first inning, there was a ground out, a strikeout, and a line out. There's a ground out to open up the second and bring up Lawrence Butler. And that is Lawrence Butler wearing number 8. Lefty throws to lefty. Down low, ball one. Next offering. Fastball zips outside. So good to see Butler back in the starting lineup with the Lugnuts. Dislocated elbow back on the 4th of July. 2-0. Strike called, exploding across the outside corner. And that fastball registered at 96 here on the stadium gun. I've heard that Luke Little throws from 90 to 100 with his fastball. On the 2-1. Bouncing ball hit on the right side. Snared by Pertuz with the backhand. Fires to first in time. 2 gone. 90 to 100. It's quite the wide range. Thank you. Next up, it's Denzel Clark. Clark just activated earlier today from the COVID list. Lefty fires, right-handed batter. Low and in, ball one. Lugnuts trail 1-0. 5-up, 5-down so far against Little. Pitch on its way. That's low. Luke Little so far has not been hurt by falling behind in the count. Fell behind to Max Muncy, got him on a grounder. The pitch, Clark takes a called strike. Fell behind on Lawrence Butler, got him on a grounder. And now 2-1 on Denzel Clark, 2 outs, nobody on. Pitch is on its way. Swing and a miss. 2-2. It was on the outside corner. Denzel just a little off the fastball. Center fielder batting 6th in the lineup. The 2-2. Line drive pushed foul up the right side beyond the South Bend pen and up onto the rolling grassy hill. And I do mean rolling. There are 4 rolls on that grassy hill to the right of the yellow foul pole. Luke Little deals the 2-2 once again. Outside, ball 3. Jared McDonald is waiting on deck for the Nuts. Full cap pitch, on its way. Ground ball sent towards short. Mate grabs, fires the first to get him. Side up, side down. 3 grounders and a 1-2-3 frame. The second consecutive perfect frame for Luke Little. Through 1.5. It is 1-0 Cubs.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Cubs scored a run in the first inning against the Lugnuts' daughter, Grant Holman. A triple by Jordan Wogu, followed up shortly thereafter by an RBI groundout by Luis Verdugo. And it's 1-0 Cubbies going to the bottom of the second for their 5-6-7 hitters, Aliendo, Murray, and Mate. The righty, Grant Holman, to the right-handed hitting Pablo Aliendo. Pitch on the outside, no, just off the corner, according to home plate umpire Rondon. 1-0, no strikes. Well, the first inning, just the triple, the ground out. That was it against Holman, but the Lugnuts show 1-0. Fastball foul tipped into the mid of McGuire. 1-1 one strike. And 1 strikeout in that first inning as well for Holman. 1-0 South Bend leads Holman and the Lugnuts, wearing the rope black uniforms, black caps, black brims. The pitch, swing and a miss on the off speed. Change of pace on the count, 1-2. Pablo Aliendo hitting .276 through 82 games. He has 6 home runs. He's a fan favorite here in South Bend for the way that he plays the game with a smile. Bat held high. The pitch just off the outside corner again. Holman gave a little jump at the end, looking for the call from Rondon. Missing with the fastball. And it's 2-2. To number 2, the 2-2. Slider stays well outside, and the count is 4. For Grant Holman, four starts for the Lugnuts in April. Then a shoulder ailment landed him on the injured list. And now here he is with his fifth start of the year in the month of August. Nothing in between. The pitch, swing and a miss. Change of pace strikes at Aliendo. Picked up off the ground by McGuire, and the chuck on down to first. At a 2-3 on the end of the strikeout. Holman has struck out the first batter that he's faced in each of the first two innings. Next up, B.J. Murray. Switch hitter batting left. First offer at the knees. Strike one called. DH here today for South Bend. One out, nobody on. 1-0 Cubs in the second. Slightly open stance. Step back, the leg kick, the pitch. Fastball very high. B.J. Murray hitting 253 with three home runs through 25 games. I should say 25 RBIs through 46 games. Draws a lot of walks. Has a great approach. The 1-1. Takes. Strike two call. Murray originally from Nassau, Bahamas. Bertram Gerard Alfonso Murray Jr. Bertram Jr. BJ swings and misses the changeup, and he's gone. How effective is that changeup looking for Holman? Utterly fools Murray. And now three strikeouts through 1 2/3 for Holman. Bring up Kevin Made. The number 17 prospect in the Cup system, righty to righty. Slider outside, ball one. Made also young, very young. 5'10", 160 pounds. Slender. Two outs, nobody on, 1-0 Cubbies. Fastball is bounced on the left side, right to the Lugnut shortstop, Muncy. Throws to first, one shortstop gets the other. And Holman works a perfect second inning. Let's go to the third. From Four Winds Field in South Bend. Cubs 1, Lugnuts nothing.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcus Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go nuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
It's a 1-0 deficit that faces the Lugnuts, taking on lefty Luke Little, opening up the third, and Jared McDonald swats the first pitch foul off to the right side, strike one. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. McDonald, Bowman, Wellebus, 7-8-9, the Lugnuts lineup. 6-8 lefty Luke Little throws. Right-handed hitting, McDonald fouls off another fastball off to the right. Luke Little, 6'8" tall. 220 pounds. He's not little, but you know, he is. 0-2. McDonald swings it, fouls it to the right side. Three straight fastballs. Same result each time. McDonald, Bowman, Grobos. Bottom third of the order. So far, it's been 6-up, 6-down against Little. 1 strikeout, 1 line out, 4 groundouts. The 0-2. Shot on the ground, foul up the right side. And off into the South Bend pen. I'm expecting to see Chris Cashmar after Little. The word on Little was that he would only go about 3 or 4 innings. And here we are in the 3rd inning. Wines, throws, McDonald bounces foul down the left side. Every single pitch of this at-bat has been swung at and fouled by Jared McDonald. McDonald comes in hitting 226, 9 homers. The windup, the pitch, swing and a miss. High fastball sets him down. 95 here on the stadium gun. On strikeout number 2 for Luke Little. Now bring up Cooper Bowman. The Cubs went big when they went after Little in the 4th round 2 years ago from San Jacinto, San Jack. Originally from Charlotte, North Carolina, deals to Cooper Bowman. Bowman from Rapid City, South Dakota. Right-handed batter takes low and away, ball 1 from the big lefty. It's 1-0 Cubbies on a run in the very first inning. Little has not thrown strike 1 very often. Kicks, fires. Bowman fouls it back. 1 ball, 1 strike. Bowman homered for the 2nd time as a member of the Lugnuts at Wisconsin last week. Currently with the Nuts, hitting 180 through 24 games. 1 double, 2 homers. 8 steals, though. That's the key. They need to get him on. Little's pitch. High and wide. At 180 batting average, partnered up with a 263 on base percentage. He's drawn 7 walks. On the 2-1. Popped it up. Foul ground off to the right side. Catcher Aliendo off into the screen. But that ball's well back and out of play. There's the owner's suite directly to my right here on the broadcast booth. And I have seen, I kid you not, about 3, 4, 5 different little ones. I mean, really little ones. Parents in the owner's suite just taking their turns, poking their head out. And there was a father with a very young one, probably about 2 months old, watching. 2-2. Bowman swings and misses a changeup. Little strikes him out. 2 straight strikeouts for Little. Now the number 9 hitter in the order, Brian Guelbas, as the months-old one has been replaced by probably a 2-year-old. Just taking turns, batter by batter. New kiddo coming out with their parent, I assume. Little throws to Guelbas. Bunt shown, pulled back, pitches a fastball high. 1 ball, no strikes. The thing of it is, here in the broadcast booth in South Bend, the owner's suite, it overlooks the right side, and it really juts out. So, the pitch, fastball called a strike in the inside corner. And if you've heard Lugnuts games beyond this year, you understand. When there's anybody watching from that owner's suite in the balcony, you cannot see right field. The pitch, line drive pushed foul to the right. Strike 2 for Guelbas. It's very nice to see a months-old one or barely a years-old one. Also nice to see the right fielder, Owen Casey. 2 outs, nobody on. 1-0 Cubs, top of the 3rd. The pitch to Guelbas. Fastball called strike 3. Right in there. Little strikes at the side in the top of the 3rd. That's 9 up and 9 down against the South Bend starter. Going to the bottom of the 3rd inning, it remains. The Lugnuts trailing 1-0 to the Cubs.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
It's Casey Opitz who leads off the bottom of the third inning for the Cubs. He takes a ball outside. That's 1-0 Cubs leading the Lugnuts. Roddy Grant Holman's pitch. Ground ball down the first baseline. That's a fair ball. It eludes Jared McDonald. It's into the South Bend pen. Opitz hits for second base, picked up in right field, and fired in right past the bag by Butler. That ball gets away into the Lugnuts bullpen. Opitz jogs into second. It's a double, and then a throwing error on Lawrence Butler. And just like that, South Bend is back in business. Meanwhile, for Casey Opitz, that is a 21-game on base streak. Next up, Fabian Perdue is the number 9 hitter. Lugnuts are checking in with the bases umpire Jared Molman. And now here we go. Perdue is a right-handed batter, nobody out, infield drawn in, looking to cut off that runner Opitz at home plate. He does not have great speed. Righty, righty. Slider. Outside, ball one. Fabian Perdue, hitting .233 through 104 games. The kick, the pitch. Fastball swung at him. It's back, pick third base. Not in time. Opitz got back in standing. And let me tell you, he was not supposed to swing at that pitch. That was a designed fire this fastball up and in. But Perdue swung. And then the catcher McGuire fired it back into third. Campos was there covering. Opitz got back. 1-1 from Holman. Bouncer foul rolling off to the left side. Lugnuts hitting coach Javier Godard picks it up and wings it to the first base on bat board. 1-2 two strikes. I'm just looking at all those games played by Perdue's and by his teammates. It's a 1-2. Fastball, foul tipped at home plate. He stays alive. All right, so this is game number 105. This is at bat number 401. If you put him on the Lugnuts, that would lead everybody, every single guy. The players played the most active number of games currently on this Lugnuts team. Jared McDonald playing game number 77. And meanwhile, Perdue does not even lead the Cubs in that category. It's Yohendrick Piñango, who is not playing today's game. 108 games. 1-2. Ground ball down to short. Backhanded by Muncy. Holt the runner fires high to first, but McDonald came down to the bag at number one. That's one potential disaster averted. And that is why the infield is in. Next up, Pete Crow Armstrong.
Now batting, number 5, Pete Crow Armstrong.
Let me tell you, Pete Crow Armstrong's hyphenated name on the back of his uniform. The Crow hyphen and then underneath is Armstrong. It is a two-tiered last name. First pitch. Fly ball, right field. Butler comes in, falls for a base hit. A third base opens for the plate. Butler throws into the second base. Opitz scores. Little mini foghorn every time South Bend gets a run. Pete Crow Armstrong, the RBI single. RBI number 30 this year in his 55th game with the Cubs. 2-0 South Bend leads, one out for Jordan Wogu. Or, you know, Wagu. Jordan Wogu. N-W-O-G-U. Jordan Wogu out of Ottawa. There was a bat that was left on the South Bend Cubs circle, the logo that is painted below home plate. And they were cheering the Bat Boy for picking up that bat from the logo. Now we continue, runner at first. Here's the pitch. Low and away. Nice scoop by McGuire. Crow Armstrong at first base is a highly aggressive base runner. He will try to take second. This year with South Bend, 54 games as mentioned, 18 steals, 6 times caught. Pickoff though over, gets back in. A run in the first, now a run in the third inning for South Bend. And meanwhile, no Lugnuts base runners as of yet against Luke Little. Grant Holman against Wogu, 1-for-1 with a triple. Off of Lawrence Butler's glove in right field. The pitch, swing and a miss. Oh, that's pretty. Off speed away. A one ball, one strike. There have been some good looking moments for Holman on the mound. It's just that a few opportunities that South Bend has had, they've cashed them in. Holman throws, Crow Armstrong runs, pitch swung and a miss. Throw down to second base, not in time. Steal number 19 for Crow Armstrong. Meanwhile, catcher Shane McGuire is saying, "You sure I wasn't interfered with by Wogu?" Shane McGuire did not feel like he had any place to step up to make that throw. The pitch was swung at and missed, and as he delivered, he went right into the back of Wogu, but he did not get the call from Rondon. 1-2 pitch from Holman, looking back, now deals. Slider just off the outside corner. Wogu watched it all the way in. Two balls and two strikes from the former Michigan Wolverine. The pitch, again outside. And the count is full. Wogu originally drafted in the third round 2 years ago. One round in front of today's South Bend starting pitcher, Little. The deal. Ground ball, foul up the third base side. And we stay right here at 3-2. Crow Armstrong in scoring position, one away. On deck, Luis Verdugo. Righty, righty. Payoff, Crow Armstrong runs. Fly ball, center field. That goes Denzel Clark, rushing back. Now he stops, with room, makes the catch. Crow Armstrong gets back to second base and goes no further. Clark runs it down. Wogu is at number two. Talking with Max Thoma, one of the voices with the Cubs, earlier today. He was extolling the virtues of Pete Crow Armstrong's defense in center field for South Bend. And I told him, how about Denzel Clark on the other side for the Lugnuts? That we could be seeing the two best defensive center fielders in the Midwest League in this series. The next batter is Luis Verdugo. The right-handed hitting third baseman is 0-for-1 with an RBI groundout. 2-0 Cubs lead. Time requested and granted to Verdugo. This is not the Cartaya time. One stop before the plate appearance even starts. Righty, righty. Fastball check swing foul at home plate. McGuire quickly upon it. He grabbed that ball. He tried to apply the tag while Verdugo was still standing in the batter's box, but the home plate umpire Rondon said no. Foul ball. In the first inning, it was a three-ball, no-strike hit, and Verdugo swung away. Out of grounded to Cooper Bowman at second to bring in Wogu with the game's first run. Earlier this inning, Crow Armstrong singled in Casey Opitz with the second run. Crow Armstrong at second. Holman spins the bat and looks him back to second base. The thing of that was, Cooper Bowman had been playing close at second. And then right as Holman was pivoting about, Bowman bailed. A strike one offering. Verdugo takes Lone away. Now this end. Holman looks back. Fires. Swing and a miss. Bottom fell out of that changeup. One ball and two strikes. 50 pitches right now for Holman. He has thus far struck out three. One in the first, two in the second. Crow Armstrong runs. Fastball up. Hits the hand of Verdugo. Oh, no. He is in agony. Home plate umpire Rondon has already pointed him down to first base, but first he's going to get checked out by the athletic trainer, Seth Clapp. Right on the hand. Fastball up from Grant Holman. Just trying to give him the high chatter. And Verdugo brought his bat out there, which means his hands were out there too, looking to check his swing. And it caught him right off that hand. And that means that it compresses right against the bat. That hand's got nowhere to go. With that, the pitching coach, Don Schulte, heads out to the mound to talk with Holman. For Grant, his fourth batter hit with a pitch this year. It will be runners at first and second and two outs for the Cubs in the bottom of the third inning. And Verdugo walks up the first baseline with the athletic trainer Clapp, after having a word with his manager, Lance Reimel. If you hear dogs barking, it's a dog days today in South Bend. And there's a Dalmatian directly in front of the broadcast booth, five rows back from home plate. Well, I'll keep my eyes peeled to see if Verdugo remains in this game. When South Bend goes to play defense, the top half of the fourth inning. For the moment, he runs for himself as Owen Casey stands in. Casey flied out to center fielder Clark his first time.
Now batting, number 20, Owen Casey.
We've seen from the Lugnuts this year, Drew Swift and Jack Winkler have their years ended by HBPs coming in off their hands, their wrist, their forearm. Verdugo at first, Crow Armstrong at second. The pitch, fly ball to center field again and shallow, but there's Clark quickly in to make the catch. And just like that, Casey again flies out to Clark. Now Grant Holman strands two. One run, though, on two hits and one HBP. Onward to the fourth inning. The Cubs increased their lead to 2-0 over the Lugnuts.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Through three innings, the Lugnuts have not had a batter reach base yet against the South Bend Cubs starting pitcher Luke Little. And so it goes right back to the top of the order for the fourth inning. That means Max Muncy, followed by Joshuan Wright and Shane McGuire. The Lugnuts trail 2-0. Right-handed hitting Muncy waits, lefty deals. Low and in, ball one. Muncy grounded out to second on a 3-2 pitch his first time up. Little winds and throws. Muncy fouls it off into the screen. One ball, one strike. There's a swing and a foul tip in the middle of the catcher, Aliendo. 1-2. For Luke Little, the first time around, 0-9 go the Lugnuts on 4 strikeouts, 4 groundouts, and 1 lineout. Line out by Shane McGuire. Center fielder Crow Armstrong shading to right center. The pitch. Foul tipped into the mid of Aliendo. Strike three. Strikeout number 5. Speaking of number 5, here's the man wearing that number on his uniform. Joshuan Wright steps in. And I can tell you that for South Bend, it's good to see Luis Verdugo is back out there playing third base. Lefty offers. Right-handed batter pulls back. Slider low and in. Ball one. Verdugo hit on the hand by the Lugnuts starting pitcher Grant Holman last inning. But he remains in the game. The windup. The pitch from Little. Bouncing ball beyond Little. In front of second base. Nifty backhand Pertus throwing to first in time. A ground out to second is how it's going to read on the scorecard, but a difficult play for Fabian Pertus. He came dashing in front of the keystone. He reached down to backhand. He was closer to the shortstop, Mate, when he made the throw across his body. Flick of the wrist. So 5 strikeouts, now 5 ground outs induced by Little, who throws to Shane McGuire. Low ball one. That is 11 up and 11 down. 2-0 Cubs. Pitch on its way. Ground ball punched to third into the waiting glove of Verdugo. Fires to first to retire the side. And that is 4 perfect innings for Little. No small feat. To the last of the fourth inning. 2-0 Cubs.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
There is action in the Lugnuts bullpen. All the while, the righty Grant Holman finishes his warm-up pitches, and we open up the bottom of the fourth inning. It's a 2-0 South Bend lead right now, thanks to solo tallies in the first and the third. This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler from Four Winds Field in South Bend, where the wrinkly ivy is on the center field batter's eye, and the wind is gusting left to right across the field. Righty Holman deals to right-handed hitting Pablo Allendeau. On the outside corner, strike called, 90 here on the stadium gun. Allendeau struck out swinging his first time up against Holman. One of three strikeouts for Grant. The 6-6 righty deals. Missed outside. The lefty warming up in the Lugnuts pen is Mac Lardner. The kick, the pitch. A ground ball weakly struck towards short. To his forehand side, Muncy picks it, firing to McDonald for out number one. B.J. Murray next. Good weak contact induced there by Holman. Let's it fly. Swing and a miss by Murray. There's that great changeup. There's a pull shift on. Shortstop Muncy heads just to the left of second base. Third baseman Campos in between third and second. The pitch fouled up and away off to the left side. And just like that, no balls and two strikes. Changeup, fastball. Changeup down, fastball up to Murray. Noted for his great batting eye, the native Bahamian. Holman lets it fly. Down low. Went right back to the changeup. And this time Murray was not tempted. First of six games here in South Bend for the Lugnuts. Coming off winning 4 out of 6 from Wisconsin. The deal. Line drive just beyond the backhand of Bowman at second in a right field base hit. Butler feeds it in. That's a one-out single for Murray. On the batter now is Kevin Made, as Mac Lardner starts to warm up with a little bit more urgency now. Made grounded out to shortstop Muncy his first time. Muncy just turned 20 years of age last week in Wisconsin. Made is still 19. Takes outside ball one. We've got Made, born September the 10th, 2002, 19 years of age. So a couple of weeks from now, he's going to turn 20. Pickoff, though, gets away from first baseman McDonald. Murray scampers up to second base, hangs tight there. Though comes onward towards shortstop Muncy from McDonald. But that's a throwing error on Holman. And Murray is into scoring position. RBI opportunity for Made. 2-0 South Bend. Righty deals to righty. Here it comes. Fastball foot off the hand, shallow right. That ball is caught by Lawrence Butler, dashing in. Lost his baseball cap. Murray back to second base. Now here's Casey Opitz, who was last time up. 21 game on base streak, tied Luis Verdugo. But the longest on base streak of any South Bend Cup this year. The left-handed batter, a switch hitter batting left, takes a called strike on the inside corner. I note that a former Lansing Lugnut has done damage to the Oakland A's. Lane Thomas, a leadoff home run. The Washington Nationals are currently leading the A's 4-1 early on. That's in D.C. The pitch. That is fouled back up over the netting. The count is nothing and two. 2-0 Cubs, Murray at second. Not a cloud above in the sky. Pitch on its way. Slider bounces down and inside. One ball, two strikes. It's the bottom of the fourth inning when Adam Jackson would always give his trivia question of the game. And Leanne Cook, the native of South Bend and a member of the Lugnuts Booster Club, recommended this trivia question for today. Who are the vaunted four horsemen of Notre Dame? Name them. The pitch, outside from Holman. Ball two. Who were the four horsemen for Notre Dame? Since here we are in South Bend. Email in jgoldstrass at lansinglugnuts.com or message me via social media at jgoldstrass. JGOLDSTRASS. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Holman strikes out Opitz, and that concludes four innings with his fourth strikeout. There was just the base hit by Murray and then the throwing error by Holman, but Holman makes sure that that error does not hurt. Strands Murray in scoring position, and he sends us to the fifth inning. It's the Cubs leading 2-0 over the Lugnuts and the series opener.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
South Bend could not have asked for much more from Luke Little. The 6'8 Little gave the Cubbies four perfect innings. He struck out five. And now he's yielded to the pen. Cubbies call upon the right-hander Chris Cashmar out of East Greenville, Pennsylvania, the 28th rounder from 3 years ago. Cubs lead 2-0, run in the first, run in the third. Cashmar, 6'3", 180-pounder. So far this year with the Cubs. Let's see. I'll get you his stats. As the catcher, Aliendo, goes to the mound. This is his 11th appearance for the Cubs. It's his first appearance out of the pen. Cashmar, 5.84 ERA, 5.84, because he's allowed 31 runs, 29 earned, and 44 and two-thirds innings with 20 walks and 42 strikeouts, plus 8 wild pitches and 6 times that he's hit a batter with a pitch. Drafted out of Lipscomb University. Righty, righty, he deals. Alexander Campos takes a breaking ball down low, ball one. Campos, Butler, Clark here. 4, 5, 6 batters for the top of the fifth, down by two. The deal. Low and away. 2 balls and 0 strikes. Very different going from Cashmar. 6'3", the right-hander. After seeing the 6'8", lefty, Little. Pitch is on its way. Outside. The velocity, much lower as well. These fastballs are coming in 90, 91 miles an hour. And he's not sharp to start. Lugnuts looking for their first base runner of the ball game. 3 balls, no strikes. Here it is. Campos takes. Ball 4 low. There you go. Four pitches from Cashmar. Out of base on balls for Campos. Onward to first base he trots. Righty now to lefty, Lawrence Butler, the batter. Ground ball hit in a right field. That's a base hit. Campos hits for second base, looks in the rearview mirror, puts on the brakes there as the strong throw comes in from Casey. Well, a walk and a single for the Lugnuts, and there's two on and nobody out. I want to get a little bit more into Chris Cashmore. I think I might have misled you when it came to those numbers in an unusual way. I'll tell you what I mean. Yeah, those 10 starts for the Cubs, they were last year. Cashmore deals to Denzel Clark. Outside for ball one. And last year he made those 10 starts for the Cubs. And I remember because his last appearances or so last year, boy, things took a turn. But before that, back on June the 3rd, he had taken on the Lugnuts and fired 6 innings. Clark takes a ball low, 2 balls, no strikes. And last year, those 10 starts. 5 came in May, 3 in June, 2 in July, including one on the 4th of July. That came at Lake County. And he pitched once last year against the Lugnuts. A 2-ball offering for Denzel. Outside ball 3. And so for Cashmore, July 10th, 2021, then they shut him down. Shut him down all the way up until this year, and in fact on August the 13th. And he took on the Arizona Complex League Athletics on his route back. Pitched twice against the ACLAs. 3-0. Clark taking outside ball 4. The bases are loaded. 4-pitch walk, first pitch single, 4-pitch walk. Campos to third, Butler to second, and Clark is on at first base. This prompts the visit to the mound by the pitching coach, Tony Cagoule. Lugnuts could get right back into this game in a hurry. Looking at the box scores of those two outings for Cashmore against the Arizona Complex League Athletics, the very first one on August the 13th. That one, Cashmore started. He went one inning, one perfect inning. He faced Yaniel LeBoy, the 2022 draft pick. Then Cody Thomas rehabbing his way back up to AAA Las Vegas, the former Great Lakes Loon. And then Robert Poisson. Perfect frame. No hits, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts. Micah Dallas, TJ Sizz also pitched in that game, making their professional debuts before coming up to join the Lugnuts. Here's Jared McDonald, bases loaded, nobody out, Lugnuts down 2-0. Ball one, low and away. McDonald struck out his first time up against the starter Little. A ball one offering, sliders outside. This is a very unusual set of numbers for Cashmore. He has fired 11 pitches. One is a strike. It was hit for a single by Lawrence Butler. The other 10 are balls. 2 walks, and now 2-0 for McDonald. Cashmore throws. McDonald takes ball 3, low and away. And there is nobody warming up in the South Bend pen. And I don't know about you, but if I'm Jared McDonald, I take till I get strike 1. And I might even take till I get strike 2. Cashmore does not know where it's going. Right-hander from Lipscomb lets it fly. Low ball 4. He forces in the first Lugnuts run. It is South Bend 2, Lansing 1. Campos in from third base. And Jared McDonald away for first. For McDonald, RBI number 40 this year. Next up, Cooper Bowman. McDonald at first, Clark at second, Butler at third, nobody out. Right-hander to right-hander. Is Cooper swinging? No. Fastball high, ball 1. Why swing? Lawrence Butler swung at the first pitch and collected the single. And that is still the only strike thrown by Cashmar. 13 pitches out of the zone. A 1-0 on its way. There's a called strike. Cooper Bowman steps out of the right-hand batter's box to take a practice swing. Got to loosen up. Might have to swing very shortly. Bowman struck out his first time up against Little, the starter. Now against the reliever, Cashmar. The break even 1-1. Low for ball two. The crowd groans. What a helpless feeling. Cashmar has long, dark brown hair that is curled out from underneath his red ball cap. He wears a mustache. He fires. Breaking ball popped up, foul ground right side. Catcher Aliendo toward his dugout makes the catch. And Bowman is at number one. A foul out to the catcher. Next up, Brian Willibas. There is now a pitcher who is warming up in the South Bend pen. It's the left-hander Riley Martin. And let me tell you, too, that last pitch was thrown in there by Cashmar. Very close to the pitch clock expiring. But he got it off. He got Bowman. Bases loaded, one out, 2-1 Cubs. The pitch. Wilbon's bounces it in front of the plate, back to the pitcher, Cashmar. He comes to home, they get the force. Butler is out, sliding in feet first. To third base, Clark, to second base, McDonald. Wilbon's on at first on the fielder's choice, and now there's two away. That was calmly handled by Cashmar. Now top of the order in Max Muncy. The Lugnuts have one run in. They're down 2-1. Bases loaded, two gone. Righty deals to righty. Swing and a miss. Sharp slider down and away. Strike one. And now Cashmar is rediscovering his mojo. Former Lipscomb Bison. Let's it fly. Breaking ball curves up and inside. Boy, if he gets the touch for the curveball, watch out. On the other hand, for the Lugnuts, looking for the big hit. This half inning has gone walk, single, walk, walk. Foul out, fielder's choice. And in both the foul out and the fielder's choice, the catcher made the out. The 1-1. Outside. Ball two. Cashmar in his 2022 South Bend Cubs debut. The Lugnuts had not had a base runner reach before this frame. Four perfect innings from Luke Little, and now this fifth for Cashmar. Deals. Muncy hits a high fly out to right. Routine for Casey down the line. He's under. Casey makes the catch. The side retired. And disappointing for the Lugnuts that all they get is one run after the first four reached base. Three are stranded, halfway to the house, going to the bottom of the fifth inning. It is now South Bend leading the Lugnuts 2-1.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Greg Kiger, Assistant General Manager.
And Jamie Humphrey, Manager of Special Events.
Here with the Lansing Lugnuts.
And Jackson Field.
The View, like many of our menus, is a great place to hold a special company event, or even better, your Thanksgiving or Christmas time holiday get-together.
Depending on the type of event, we can accommodate 50 to 125 guests for private dinners, open houses, meetings, retreats, just to name a few.
Email me at gkiger@lansinglugnuts.com. That's G-K-I-G-A-R at lansinglugnuts.com for a copy of our special events menu.
Or call me at 517-827-2591 for additional information on your other event questions.
We'd love to help. Thank you, and
go Nuts!
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Now the Lugnuts go to the bullpen. After the struggles in the top half by the new reliever for South Bend, Chris Cashmar. Although it only netted one run for the Lugnuts, a bases-loaded walk drawn by Jared McDonald. There goes Lansing, calling on the left-hander Lardner out of Gonzaga University to replace Grant Holman. Mag Lardner, 2-3 with a 4.08 ERA. This is his ninth relief appearance, and it begins with a fastball wide, ball one. To the number nine batter, Fabian Pertuz. Pertuz, Crow Armstrong, and Wogu, 9-1-2. Lefty deals, swinging a fly ball, foul, pushed off the right side. Pertuz, right-handed batter, from the starting second baseman for South Bend. Lardner so far has gone 53 innings for the Nuts, 53 strikeouts, 20 walks. Pertuz hammers one, hooking deep down the left field line into the corner, one hop and off the wall for extra bases. Fed in by Brian Grubas to shortstop, Pertuz has a leadoff stand-up double. Double. 26th double this year for Fabian Pertuz. Pete Crow Armstrong, next man up, top of the order time. The number one prospect in the entire Chicago Cubs organization. Pretty fun when you think about the kind of prospects that we've seen in the league. He takes a called strike in the outside corner. For example, earlier this year, number one prospect in the A's organization, Tyler Soderstrom, a Lugnut. Number one prospect in the Dodgers organization, Diego Cartaya. A Great Lakes Loon. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Gave him the off speed. Number one prospect in the Reds organization, Ellie De La Cruz. A Dayton Dragon. We just had the Lugnuts play at the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. Who featured the Brewers' number one prospect, Jackson Shoria. Lardner's pitch. Low and away. Ball one. And now here's number one for the Chicago Cubs, the former New York Mets first rounder, PCA, out of Sherman Oaks, California. And second Pertuz, 2-1 Cubs, the pitch, high fly that he pulls foul up the right side. Butler heads into the corner, but no, well foul. It was such an interesting flat-footed swing by Crow Armstrong. Swing that was all arms, and yet the ball carried quite a ways. His speed, his defense, outstanding. The deal. Ground ball yanked foul. Up the right side it travels. He is only 20 years old, and he turned 20 on March the 25th. There are a number of 2002 babies on the South Bend team. Crow Armstrong, Owen Casey, Kevin Made, the shortstop. Lardner tries again on 1-2. Ground ball again, foul up the right side. On the Lugnut side, on the other hand, the 2002 babies, Brian Guelbas, the left fielder, Max Muncy, the shortstop, and A. Ribiel Andeles, although Andeles is currently on the injured list. Those are the youngest players on the team. Up here in high A, Carl Armstrong laces a liner in the right center, base into the alleyway, and this is trouble. Purdue scores with ease. Carl Armstrong loses his helmet as he flies into second and stops there. An RBI double, and South Bend leads 3-1. That's back-to-back doubles that have welcomed Lardner into the ballgame. Lardner got out in front, just couldn't finish off Crow Armstrong. So South Bend has answered the Lugnuts tally in the top half of this frame. Nobody out for Jordan Wogu. Right-handed batter. Lefty Lardner kicks, throws. Swing and a miss. That's good looking off speed for strike one. Started in the zone. Did not finish in the zone. Finished out near the shoelaces. Wogu is 1-for-2 with a triple and a fly out to center. Lardner kicks and turns around and looks Crow Armstrong back into second base. Crow Armstrong, if he is able, wants to steal third. He already has one stolen base in the game. Lardner holds, kicks, throws. Swing and a miss again. And again the changeup. No balls and two strikes. Starting pitcher for the Lugnuts, Grant Holman. Four innings, four strikeouts, four base hits, and two runs. Committed an error. Hit a batter with a pitch. Lardner delivers. Buries it. Wogu takes ball one. It's a fun little cat and mouse at second base between Lardner and the runner Crow Armstrong, because Lardner is getting his sign in such a quick amount of time that he can hold. All right, he's got his sign in 12 seconds. Looks back at the runner. Lets it fly at 9, and that's down low. Check swing, did not go. Two balls and two strikes. That time he only held the ball for 3 seconds before delivering it plateward. The pitch before that, he held and he held and he held and he held, and then he pitched. With the second baseman Bowen flitting to and from. Fouled all way off to the right side. So what he's doing is he's holding Crow Armstrong tight by varying his rhythm. Making sure that Crow Armstrong can't gain his measure. Get a great jump to try to steal third. 2-2. Wogu reaches out and lifts it out to center. Denzel Clark started in. Now he backs up. He makes the catch. Crow Armstrong the tag. A throw to third base is cut by shortstop Muncy. Fly out by Wogu. Out number one. Crow Armstrong 90 feet forward. And now he's at third. Denzel Clark's very first step was in. But that ball backed him up. And because of that, he couldn't build up any momentum for the throw. The throw came in just arm only. And then you've got no chance. Luis Verdugo now. 0-for-1. Infield in as he takes the slider down and inside. Ball one. For Verdugo in the first inning, brought in Jordan Wogu with a ground out. First run for the Cubs. In the third inning, hit by a pitch. Thankfully stayed in the game. 3-1 Cubs. The deal. Shot through the left side. Base hit. Crow Armstrong scores. In left field, Brian Guobas gets it in towards second base. RBI single for Dugo. And it's 4-1 South Bend. They are nickel and diming the Lugnuts. Cubs are just getting runners in a scoring position. And then knocking them in. There's nothing outstanding or exceptional about it. It's just good baseball. And with that, here's the pitching coach, Don Schulze, out to the mound for a word with Lardner. Meanwhile, in the Lugnuts pen, Brock Whittlesey is going to get warmed up. The bearded one. Right now, hitting with runners in scoring position. The Lugnuts are 0-for-3. The Cubs are 3-for-10. That's a big part of this. The Cubs have had those runners in scoring position. And then Verdugo, 2 RBIs. Crow Armstrong, 2 RBIs to supply those runs. Verdugo in the first and now here in the fifth. And meanwhile for Crow Armstrong in the third and again here in the fifth inning. 4-1 Cubs. But if we go back to the top half of this inning, boy, the Lugnuts had a chance. Alexander Campos, a four-pitch leadoff walk from Chris Cashmar. Lawrence Butler, a first-pitch single. Denzel Clark, a four-pitch walk, and the bases were loaded, nobody out. Jared McDonald, a four-pitch walk, and that brought in the first Lugnuts run. But then Bowman fouled that to the catcher. Buell Bass, a fielder's choice force at the plate. Muncy fly to right. One run was all that the Lugnuts would get. First pitch to Owen Casey is down low. Runner takes off for second. Throw down. No, sir. Verdugo is in safely. Ball one, the count to Casey. I'd like to send a special shout-out out. Hello to Greg Kiger and all Sid Carroll tuned in, listening in to Lugnuts Baseball. The pitch. Casey takes a called strike on the outside corner. 20-year-old Casey out of Burlington, Ontario, Canada. I hope that Carol and Greg are able to put their feet up and relax tonight. Look back at the runner at second, then the pitch. That too laid off, bounces low and away, staying with it. It's Shane McGuire, the catcher, and that keeps the second baseman Verdugo at second. Or I should say, the runner at second base, Verdugo. By the way, that was ruled a wild pitch by the official scorer, moving Verdugo into scoring position. 2-1 pitch from Lardner. Casey yanks a line drive and a right field base hit. One bounce in front of Butler. Verdugo stops at third as the throw comes into first base. Single by Casey, his first hit of the game. Runners are at the corners for the Cubbies. Only one man out. There's been some hard contact here against Lardner. With that, Phil Pohl heads out to take the baseball away from Mac. Lardner faces 5 batters, and he allows 4 base hits. Doubles to Pertuz and Crow Armstrong. Wogu flied out, and then singles to Verdugo, and now Casey. And Lardner departs in favor of Brock Whittlesey. You would hope if you're the Lugnuts with Lardner, a former starter from earlier this year, that you get more outs from him. That's not the case. So, new pitcher on the New Mexico State Aggie. Whittlesey, a 3.14 ERA, fine sparkling earned run average. 30 appearances, 43 innings, 29 strikeouts, 18 walks, and the league batting .273 against the native of Mesa, Arizona. Whittlesey, the right-hander, will take on Pablo Aliendo. Looking ahead for the rest of the series, tonight's game began at 7.05 p.m. As a matter of fact, every single one of these games in this series will start up at 7.05. Usually we can say, well, not the Sunday game, right? But the Sunday game is going to be the home finale for the South Bend Cubs in the regular season. The Cubs hope that at some point during this homestand that they will wrap up and clinch the second half West Division title. I feel like the sooner the better in that category would be just fine with them. South Bend playing such great baseball, coming into play today at 33-21 here in the second half and 67-53 for the year. But all of these games at 7.05. And then after that, the Lugnuts a week from today open up their final homestand of the year. So September the 6th, next Tuesday, through September the 11th, a Sunday, the Lugnuts welcome the Dayton Dragons into Jackson Field. The final 6 games of 2022. Adam Jackson will rejoin me for the call of the final 3 games of the year, September the 9th through September the 11th. I'll take you through that upcoming homestand. Right now, the Lugnuts are trailing in the South Bend 4-1. Bottom of the fifth, runners at the corners for the Cubs, one out. Brock Whittle sees first pitch. Runner takes off from first base. Pitch is blown away. Throw down to second in plenty of time. Shane McGuire cuts down Casey. Oh, and Casey caught trying to steal for the fifth time in 16 attempts. Ill-conceived notion. That is out number two. That'll work just fine. Whittlesey throws. Ground ball hit on the left side. It's the third baseman Campos picking it up, spinning, firing it in. At one hop to McDonald at first, handled with aplomb. And the inning is over. Brock Whittlesey uses two pitches, and he escapes a first and third one-out situation. South Bend scores two on four hits, one left. I'll tell you about that upcoming homestand as we go to the sixth inning. It's now the Cubs leading the Lugnuts 4-1 from Four Winds Field.
Leon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Well, the Lugnuts got their first run of the game in the top of the fifth inning, but unfortunately, South Bend countered with two in the home half. And now as we open up the sixth inning, the Cubs go right back to the bullpen. As it turned out, Chris Cashmar was only out there for one frame. He walked three. He allowed one hit and one run, and then he got out of further trouble. He set down three in a row with the bases loaded and none out. And the new man is the lefty, Riley Martin, who deals a fastball up high and wide. Ball one. Riley Martin is a hairy man. 4-1 Cubs lead. Lefty deals. Right hand batting, Josh Wainwright flies it right center field. The ball is caught by the right fielder, Casey. Overlapping with Crow Armstrong coming over from center. Out number one. Riley Martin. 6'1", 215 pounds, 24 years of age, out of Salem, Illinois. Sixth rounder of the Chicago Cubs last year. Lefty-lefty dealing. Shane McGuire taking. Strike calling by the home plate umpire, Clyburn Rondon. Fastball hitting the outside corner. Paul shift on. McGuire takes. Strike two called. Outside corner. Riley Cole Martin out of Quincy University in Quincy, Illinois. 24th appearance this year with South Bend. He was a five-year guy at Quincy. Deals. Down low. From his first year. When he made 15 starts. When he was 19 years young. 2017. All the way up until his fifth year, senior year, as he misses low and in, because 2017, 2018, 2019, and then 2020, senior year, that was the pandemic year, only four starts. So he came back in 2021, and he was dynamite. And wait till you hear these numbers. The pitch, McGuire breaks his bat, bouncing it right back to Martin. Overhands to first, on the stretch by Opitz, reaching up to receive. And that's out number two. Riley Martin College. in 2021. He struck out 152 batters in 78 and two-thirds innings. He allowed 66 hits and only two home runs, 34 walks, 152 strikeouts in 78 and two-thirds. And you know what he's done this year? Martin throws. Alexander Campos takes a fastball up for ball one. This year, in 76 and one-third innings coming in, now 77 innings, having recorded two outs, he struck out 115. There's a bouncer hit toward short. Mate to his left, room service hop. Fires to first. The stretch by Opitz on the ad recorded. No strikeouts here for Riley Martin. Just a perfect frame. And we're going to the bottom of the sixth inning. Lugnut down 4-1 to Martin and the Cubs.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Darn fine relief by Brock Whittlesey in the bottom of the fifth inning. Taking over for Mack Lardner. The Cubs had runners at first and third. There was only one out. And with his first pitch, his catcher Shane McGuire threw out the runner Owen Casey trying to steal second base. Oh, with his second pitch, Pablo Aliendo grabbed it out to third base. And so just like that, they've gotten the Lugnuts out of a jam. Thank you, Battery. Going to the bottom of the sixth inning, 4-1 South Bend leads. The Cubs will bring up Murray, Mate, and Opitz, 6, 7, 8 batters in the order. Here's B.J. Murray. Switch hitter bats left, first pitch. Fastball up and away. One ball, no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 with a strikeout and a single. Whittlesey out of the stretch. Deals. Line drive down the right side. Foul over the South Bend pen. He got, it felt like, no barrel on it. Like Whittlesey had sawed him off. The structural integrity is still good. He's going to keep that bat. That was not on the barrel, though. Just muscled that over his relief corps. Whittlesey fit that fastball in. A 1-1. Check swing. Strike two called in the inside corner. That's pretty. Whittlesey, the Lugnuts' third pitch, it'll work in the game. Lets it fly. Check swing, foul. Off to the backstop. Lugnuts here in South Bend, and hang on. It's the manager and the third base coach, Lance Reimel, for the South Bend Cubs. He's checking to see. He's saying, now, hold up. Foul or simply ball two? Did that ball hit my guy's bat or not? And in watching the replay, I don't know if that hit the bat. That might have just skimmed off the mid of the catcher McGuire and gone to the backstop. I see what Lance Reimel is saying, and he has convinced the home plate umpire Clyburn Rondon, hey, check in with Jared Molman. See what Jared saw. Molman up the first base side. Was that a foul tip or not? Now, let's say you're Clyburn Rondon. You're the home plate umpire. And you've got a ball that's sailing up right over you. because that ball was barely deflected by the catcher, McGuire. Clever and Rondon is thinking, I've got to call this, and also I've got to get out of the way. And let's see what they call this. I think they can't overturn it. I think that Jared Molman said, I've got nothing that you don't have. The count remains one ball and two strikes as far as I see. Nobody on, nobody out. The deal, down low. And there's ball two. Clyburn Rondon is not one of those umpires who signals the count in between every pitch. He shows you nothing. The deal. Sliders bounce weakly right side. Whittlesey covers at first. The throw is not handled by Jared McDonald. Whittlesey had it off his glove, and it spikes down to his feet. And Murray reaches. It got beyond Whittlesey, so he went to cover it first. McDonald had to grab it and chuck it in a hurry. Jared got there. McDonald went glove to hand, underhanded it up. Whittlesey went looking down at the bag, and the runner did not look at the ball and did not receive. And B.J. Murray is on, leading off the bottom of the sixth. Now Kevin Mate takes a called strike on the outside corner from Whittlesey. Well, been a sloppy sort of game for the Lugnuts. Right-hander, right-hander. Runner takes off early. Whittlesey's throw to Cooper Bowman greets the runner Murray in arriving. He went in standing anyway. He gave himself up. It turned awkward for Cooper Bowman trying to apply that tag and also avoid any personal harm. But as it is, it's another caught stealing. That's a second in a three-batter span against Whittlesey. And now Whittlesey to Mate. That's bounced foul at home plate. Oh, there's strike two. And that all comes from Whittlesey holding that ball an extra half second. The South Bend Cubs came into play today, 134 steals and 41 times caught. They've been caught twice in two innings. Here's the pitch. Up high from Whittlesey. Brock Whittlesey, when he joined the Lugnuts, said, my name rhymes with Little C. And that's how I've always remembered it. 1-2, Mare swings and lines it right at second baseman Bowman. Took it off the ground. They say he didn't trap it. Clean catch, line out for out number two. And by they, I mean the bases umpire Molman made that call. I want to go back to the B.J. Murray play that has been ruled, by the way. An infield single from Murray. And no batter. Casey Opitz now takes a called strike from Whittlesey. Switch hitter batting left. Went 1-4 on the pickoff and the caught stealing at second base. Two outs, nobody on, 4-1 Cubs. Whittlesey's pitch. Just a little in, just a little up. One ball, one strike. Opitz 1-for-2 with a double. And the pitch. Line drive down the right field line. Fair ball, base hit. Butler to his left to play it. Opitz dashes for second base. Butler's throw comes in belatedly. Opitz has his second double of the game. Fourth double of the game for the Cubs as well. Their 216th double of the year. Keep in mind that the Lugnuts have 186 doubles coming into play today. Next up, Fabian Pertuz. Right-hander against right-hander. Whittlesey to the number 9 batter in the order. Bouncer hit to a short. Fielded by a Muncy, throws to first. One hop scoop by McDonald with the stretch. Inning over. For Whittlesey, no runs, two hits, one runner caught stealing, one runner stranded in scoring position. Six innings complete, Lugnuts trailing the Cubs by a 4-1 score.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this, and connect with this. We reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
What do you say to a new South Bend Cubs pitcher? It's the fourth Cubs pitcher of the game. New reliever in the fifth, new reliever in the sixth, new reliever in the seventh. Jake Reindl out of Fayetteville, Arkansas has stepped in. Chris Cashmar allowed a run on three walks and a hit in the fifth. Riley Martin pitched a perfect sixth. Cubs lead 4-1. Right-handed pitcher deals. Left-handed hitting Lawrence Butler laces the first pitch at a center field base hit. Oh, that quick Lawrence Butler bat. Pete Crow Armstrong lobs it in. Butler has his second hit of the game. Lead-off single for Lawrence Butler. Okay, Butler has two hits. The Lugnuts as a team have two hits. He's going to need some help. Lansing down 4-1. Now bring up Denzel Clark. How about the second pitch of the game tossed in by Reindl? A slider, high, ball one. Reindl, R-E-I-N-D-L. Jake Reindl. Third appearance with the Cubs. That was his first hit that he's allowed. Fires, outside corner, strike called. Luck today, 0 for 1. Ground out to short and a walk drawn his last time up. Usually, I would say with Butler at first base, he's a threat to run. He's not going. Luck swings and misses a slider. 1-2. I'm still going to keep an eye on Lawrence Butler at first base. Butler with the Lugnuts, 11 steals, 5 times caught. Outs are precious, though. It's the 7th inning, down by 3. Nobody out. A 1-2 pitch from Reindl. There goes Butler. Slider, swung and a miss, strike 3. Throw down goes into center field. Lawrence Butler stays at second. Home plate umpire Rondon says no interference by the batter. With the catcher Oliendo looking back and saying, are you sure? Rondon says absolutely not. So Butler collects his 12th steal as Denzel Clark strikes out for the first out of the 7th inning. And Jared McDonald steps in now. Good job by Clyburn Rondon being right on that play, too. That's the second time, one for each team, that a catcher has unleashed the throw and then immediately looked back around and said, was I interfered with? What do you think? And Rondon said, I was watching and no. McDonald fooled on a slider, waves and misses, strike 1. A strikeout, an RBI walk for McDonald. They drove in the Lugnuts first and to this point only run. 4-1, they trail in the 7th. 1 out. Look back at Butler. Reindl's pitch. Slider fouls hit into the mid of Valiendo. Nothing in 2. The Lugnuts are not out of this game, but there just has been so little offense. McDonald swings at a slider, cues it on the ground to second. Picked up by Pertuz. The throw to first in time. And Butler takes 3rd. 2 outs. So Cooper Bowman, it's on you. Can Bowman bring in Butler? Bowman is 0-2 with a strikeout and a foul out to the catcher. Righty deals to righty. Slider outside. Ball one. Good take. Jake Reindl. Longer hair than the pitcher who preceded him, Riley Martin. Very long blonde curls. Deals. Fastball. Strike called on the outside corner. And those blonde curls cascade down over his shoulders. And some of them sweep onto the top of his shoulder blades and the top of his back. At third, Butler. Two outs. The deal. Swing and a miss. Slider low and away. Bowman couldn't find it. Reindl, as you might expect for a guy out of Fayetteville, Arkansas. Former Arkansas Razorback. 2018, a 17th rounder. Butler at third, 90 feet away. Lugnuts down 4-1, two outs. 0-2. Hit off the hands, out into right field. Owen Casey to his right. Makes the catch. One hand up over his head. And underhands it up high out of the air for Pete Crow Armstrong to dash into the dugout. They relay it all the way back. Lansing is turned away. We have reached the stretch from South Bend, Indiana. And it's still the Cubs 4, the Lugnuts 1.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
Hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Top of the order is coming up for the South Bend Cubs to the last of the seventh inning. Cubs 4, Lugnuts 1. That means Crow Armstrong followed by Wogu and Verdugo. They take on the right-handed reliever Brock Whittlesey with music playing. Whittlesey throws. And Pete Crow Armstrong swings and misses a slider down and in under his hands. Strike 1. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Crow Armstrong is 2-for-3. He's a major part of the reason why the Cubs lead. Grounds this pitch foul right side. And it's taken in by the bare hand of the first base coach, D'Angelo Jimenez. Chucks it off toward his dugout. Nothing in two. Crow Armstrong 2-for-3 with a strikeout, an RBI single, an RBI double, and a run scored. Takes a fastball high. One ball, two strikes. The show fastball from Whittlesey. So Crow Armstrong is driven in two, and he scored the third of the four South Bend runs. Fouls off this pitch from Whittlesey off to the screen. Keep it right here. Crow Armstrong so far with South Bend, 61 strikeouts through 55 games. He does not walk all that much. Whittlesey's pitch. Fastball misses inside. Jump back from it. That, I would say, considering how much speed is a part of his game. Boy, the Cubs would love for him to walk more. Chops this pitch up the middle. And a center field. That's a base hit. It's his third hit of the game. Delivered into the infield by the center fielder Clark. A single for Crow Armstrong. Likely will now be looking to turn it into a double. Maybe a triple with some steals. South Bend has had two runners caught stealing. And just one and two-thirds innings against Bach Whittlesey. We'll see if Crow Armstrong tests him. Jordan Wogu's the next batter, 1-for-3 with a triple and a run scored. He's flied out to center each of his last two times. Pickoff though to first, but back in standing Crow Armstrong. Kumar Nambiar warms up in the Lugnuts pen. Four to one Cubs, nobody out. Crow Armstrong does not run, fastball high and wide, like a semi-pitch out. Took one hard step, stopped and watched. Did the base runner down at first base. One ball, no strikes on Wogu. The third rounder, Jordan Wogu, the native Canadian. The deal. Fastball called a strike on the outside corner at 89. That's according to the stadium gun. I've seen Whittlesey working 93, 94, 95 at hottest at points. He fires to first base. Crow Armstrong scoots back in standing. And Jordan Wogu was asked before the series, how well do you know the Lugnuts' Denzel Clark? After all, South Bend, a couple of Canadians. Wogu and Owen Casey. 1-1. Fouled up and away off the right side. Over the screen, over the rooftop. And Jordan Wogu said, I don't know him per se, but I know of Denzel Clark. And it's going to be good during the series for Clark to meet Wogu and Casey. Three Canadian top prospects. Slider line toward short, grabbed by Muncy, fires to first. Little too late. Crow Armstrong got back in. But Wogu is at number one. I wonder if you're Max Muncy. You've got that play. Do you think to yourself, do I want to have Jordan Wogu at first base or Pete Crow Armstrong? Keep in mind that Wogu, 16 for 20 in steals this year. So really, maybe it's 6 of 1, half a dozen of the other. Pitching coach Don Schulze makes his way out to the mound, slowing things down for Whittlesey. Luis Verdugo is the next man up. Verdugo, a right-handed batter, and then the left-handed hitting Owen Casey, the cleanup hitter. My suspicion is we're going to see Kumar Nambiar at some point in this bottom of the seventh inning, unless Whittlesey just breezes right through Verdugo and Casey at a quick number of pitches, or he gets a quick double play ball from, let's say, Luis Verdugo. And they've got Kumar Nambiar when they need him. Don Schulze heads back to the third baseside dugout, and here comes Verdugo, who has an RBI ground out in HBP and an RBI single in this game. Our score, 4-1, Cubs leading. Series opener of the 6-game set. Righty, righty. One out. Crow Armstrong at first. There he goes. The pitch high and wide. It's a pitch out and the throw down in plenty of time. How about a third runner caught stealing with Whittlesey on the mound? Shane McGuire cuts down another. Now, of those three caught stealing, one was by Whittlesey at second base. The other two by McGuire. Crow Armstrong caught for the seventh time this year. Two outs, nobody on. The pitch to Verdugo. Fastball for a called strike. Boy, they went pitch out. First pitch to Verdugo. And Shane McGuire handed the ball to the second baseman, Bowman. The toss. The off-speed breaks maybe a little low. Two balls and one strike on Verdugo. Shane McGuire came into play today. So runners around the league had tried him 12 times and 6 he had caught. The deal, a ground ball foul wide of third. And now in this game, there was the one successful steal by Crow Armstrong in the third inning. But he's gone 2 out of 3 in throwing out runners. So now I've got, unofficially, Shane McGuire at 8 runners caught out of 15 attempts. Whittlesey's pitch. Verdugo rips it foul down the left side. 2 balls, 2 strikes. That is exceptional from the 9th rounder. drafted last year from San Diego. That's just great stuff. Whittlesey tries the break even. Fastball outside. Count is full. Owen Casey on deck. Casey, by the way, caught stealing by McGuire in the fifth inning. The pitch, swing and a foul tip, hung on to by McGuire. Whittlesey has his first strikeout, and he also has a scoreless seventh inning. Faces the minimum. Let's go to the eighth. 4-1, the Lugnuts are trailing the South Bend Cubs. Coming up, Brian Wilbos, and then the top of the order at Four Winds Field.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager, learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Well, it's 4-1. The Cubs lead the Lugnuts. And South Bend does stick with the righty Jake Reindl for second inning. Reindl to take on Buelbas, Muncy, and Wright. You know, the Lugnuts defense, specifically controlling the Cubs running game, is keeping them in this game. Can they have the offense now? Brian Buelbas lays off the slider low and away, ball one. I'm Jesse Goldberg Strassler. Buelbas, Muncy, Wright, 9-1-2 against Reindl, R-E-I-N-D-L. Dealing. Fly ball right field. Casey backs up. Now to his left. He waits. Comes in. Makes the catch above his cap. One down. Brian Buelbas is now 0-3. Max Muncy is 0-3 as well. Back to the top of the order. Leadoff hitting shortstop is grounded out. He struck out. He's flied out. The ground out and the fly out have gone to the back side of the field. Ground out to second. Fly out to right. Right-hander to right-hander. First pitch. Slider outside. One ball and no strikes. 4-1. The Lugnuts are down. Reindl's pitch. Slider low and away, but he went too far. Muncy shakes his head. Home plate umpire Rondon called it himself. Strike one. That bat waggles over his right shoulder. A slider right down the middle. Atta called strike two. That slider is a weapon for Reindl, and he has used it to set up his fastball. He deals. There's the fastball, and it's high. Muncy doesn't chase. Two balls and two strikes. Josh Wainwright is waiting on deck, then the meat of the order. Here's the pitch. Slider bounced foul left side. Out of the Lugnuts dugout, a Rubio Angeles picks it up and juggles it to a teammate. I'll answer the Lugnuts trivia question of the game in the bottom half of this inning. Coming your way tonight from South Bend, Indiana. Reindl throws. Slider waved at and missed. Down he goes. Muncy strikes out, missing that slider low and away by a foot and a half. Reindl's second strikeout. Two gone. Bring up Josh one right. And that trivia question once again for the Four Horsemen of Notre Dame. Located not all that far away from Notre Dame's campus. Rindle's pitch. Wright fouls it straight back into the screen. By the way, the Oakland A's were down early against the Washington Nationals. They've turned it around. They're now leading the Nats 10-5. Tony Kemp is 3-for-3 with two doubles. Slider, blown away. One ball, one strike on Wright. Dermis Garcia's homer. Here's Rindle's pitch. Slider, a little up. After all, Joshua Wright stands 5'6" tall. And Wright is struck out, grounded out to second, flied out to right field. Right-hander to right-hander, two outs, nobody on. The deal. Fastball up and away. Three balls and one strike. Fastball from Rindle is 94 miles an hour. But he's missing. Shane McGuire waits in the wings. 4-1 comes. Rindle throws. Slider fought off, foul to the right. Soaring out of the ballpark. Oh, the count is full. Wright just could not get on top of that 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Three balls, two strikes. A payoff. Slider is poked up the middle. Base hit center field. Scooped up by Crow Armstrong, and the lefty gets it in. It's a two-out single for Joshua Wright, and the Lugnuts' third hit of the game. They're getting out hit 11-3. First hit by a player not named Lawrence Butler. So bring up Shane McGuire, extending this eighth inning. South Bend 4, Lansing 1. Left-handed batter. Initial offering. Check swing. Missed in. No appeal. Ball one. McGuire's line to second, grounded to third, and grounded to first. Grounded to the pitcher, I should say. Short lead for Wright, the deal. Slider, called the strike inside corner, backpack to first, not in time. Catcher Aliendo was already starting to dance back to the dugout. One ball, one strike. It's a fine backpack into first base, but Wright did tuck that hand in to the near corner of the bag. Ball and a strike on McGuire. High set. The kick, the pitch. Fastball inside. Shane McGuire came into play today. 20 walks drawn in his first 23 Lugnuts games. If the pitch is not in the zone, chances are he's not going to swing. 2-1. Down and inside on a slider. Peel of a check swing. Didn't go. Ball three. Let's say McGuire does manage to coax a walk. And that would bring up Alexander Kappos as the potential game-tying run. Set the stage for some late drama. Eighth inning, two outs. 3-1. McGuire fouls it back. Over the screen, over the rooftop. And with the count now full, the runner at first base, Joshua Wright, will be moving. We are currently 2 hours and 5 minutes into this game, and it's the eighth inning. Lugnuts down 4-1. There goes Wright. The pitch. Slider low and in. Ball four. Walk number 21 for Shane McGuire. Bat tossed in the fine arc, off toward the third base side dugout, and a visit to the mound by the South Bend pitching coach, Tony Cagoule. Wright to second. McGuire to first. Kappos off toward the right-hand batter's box. With this moment for the pitching mound visit, let me tell you, everyone deserves a great smile, and Grewball Orthodontics is here to help you, Lansing Lugnuts fans. Grewball Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our affordable payment plans. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Lansing area, we love to see Lansing Lugnuts fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit Grewball Orthodontics. The website, Grubaugh, ortho.com. And book your free consults. McGuire at first, Wright at second, two outs, top of the eighth. The Lugnuts are down 4-1. And Alexander Campos takes a slider low and away, ball one. Right-hander against right-hander. Action begins in the South Bend pen, located up the right side. Jake Reindl, high set, delivers. Low, two balls, no strikes to Campos. Now, Campos today is 0-2. Grounded out to short in the second and did so again in the sixth, but in between a walk, and he scored the Lugnuts' only run. Here's the pitch. Fastball swatted up down the right side. That ball heads down beyond the South Bend Cubs pen. The right fielder Owen Casey was hoping for a shot. Count on Campos now, two balls, one strike. It has been such an unusual season for Alexander Campos. Here he is in his fourth different stint this year with the Lansing Lugnuts. He's gone back and forth between the Lugnuts and single-A Stockton. Reindl throws. Fastball. Strike two called on the outside corner at 94. And Campos has been just so much more effective with the Lugnuts than at Stockton. Coming into play today, hitting 322. Well, a two-ball, two-strike pitch. On its way. Fastball fouled off under the screen. 95. That was ticketed for the outside corner. With Stockton, the batting average was 72 points lower, 250. Now the OPS in Stockton, 704, with the Lugnuts, 902. Again the 2-2. Slider called strike three on the outside corner. Side retired. The Lugnuts strand a pair. One hit, one walk, no runs. 7.5 complete. It remains South Bend 4, Lansing 1.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, outerwear, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Kumar Nambiar is now in for the Lugnuts. First pitch, bottom of the eighth, called a strike on the outside corner from Nambiar to Owen Casey. Casey Aliendo and Murray. 4-5-6 batters in the order. South Bend leading 4-1. Looking for insurance. Lefty deals to lefty. The breaking ball hangs high, up and inside. The count is 1-1. Nambiar replaces Brock Whittlesey, who went 2 2/3 scoreless innings. Allowed three hits, walked nobody, struck out one. The pitch. Fastball slung outside. Two balls, one strike. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Brad Holman went the first four innings, four hits, two runs. Mack Lardner, 1/3 of an inning, four hits, two runs. And Whittlesey, now Nambiar, dealing. Curveball swatted up and foul off the left side over the screen. Two balls, two strikes. Curveball at 72 miles an hour, following the 87 mile an hour fastball. One run, three hits, two errors for the Lugnuts. Four runs, 11 hits, and no errors for the Cubs. Pitch on its way. Curveball, strike three called. Sit down, Owen Casey. One batter, one K for Kumar Nambiar out of Yale. Oh, the four horsemen of the apocalypse were death, famine, war, and conquest, right? And you're also, I mean, depending upon where you look, right? Sword, famine, wild beasts, pestilence, or plague. There's a swing and a pop foul, up and out of play, off to the right side. But in general, death, famine, and war have a part. Unless you're talking about Notre Dame. And the four horsemen of Notre Dame are a different story. And that was today's Lansing Lugnuts trivia question of the game, as supplied by Leanne Cook. Kumar Nambiar kicks and deals. Fastball inside. Working to Pablo Aliendo, who's 0 for 3 with a strikeout and a couple of groundouts. One out, nobody on. 4-1 Cubs, the deal. Aliendo lays off the pitch away, ball two. It was Harry Stoldreher, and I apologize for mispronouncing his name. He was the quarterback of Notre Dame, and then the rest of his backfield. Pitch on its way. Up high and wide, ball three. The left halfback was Jim Crowley. The right halfback was Don Miller, and the fullback, Elmer Layden. Newt Rockne came up with the four horsemen backfield in 1922 when they were sophomores. Fastball swung at and missed. 3 years of the four horsemen. Notre Dame lost two games, one in 1922, one in 1923, and both of them against the Cornhuskers at Nebraska. The deal, fastball lofted out to right center field. That ball falls for a base hit. Lawrence Butler slides, can't cut it off. In center field, Clark gets there. He does wing it in, but by that point, Aliendo's reached second base with a double. B.J. Murray steps in next. So congratulations to Marsha Bullard, who rode in. Harry Stoldreher. Or maybe I should say Stool Dreher, Don Miller, Jim Crowley, Elmer Layden in the backfield for 3 years, 1922, 23, 24, of the Notre Dame Irish, the Fighting Irish. And there's the statue of the Four Horsemen on the Notre Dame campus, on the athletic complex. Pop foul, right side off the bat of B.J. Murray. First baseman McDonald's out of room, back into the crowd. There's a famous photograph that was taken. They put the four horsemen on horses. Yeah. Grant Lynn Rice, writing about them, wrote, on October 18th, 1924, to coin their name after Notre Dame beat Army. Nambiar's pitch, swing and a miss. Good changeup. Strike two. Outlined against a blue-gray October sky, the four horsemen rode again. In dramatic lore, their names are Famine, Pestilence, Destruction, and Death. These are only aliases. Here's Nambiar's 0-2. Murray the switch hitter, batting right. Check swing, off speed down. These are only aliases. Their real names are Stoldreher, Miller, Crowley, and Layden. They formed the crest of the South Bend Cyclone, before which another Fighting Army team was swept over the precipice at the Polo Grounds this afternoon as 55,000 spectators peered down upon the bewildering panorama spread out upon the green plain below. Down goes B.J. Murray on strikes, done in by a Nambiar curveball. And there's two outs in the bottom of the eighth. Second strike out for Nambiar. That's one of the most famous leads of all time. Perhaps the most famous for a football sports writer. But Grant Lynn Rice wrote dramatic like that. Nambiar misses up and away, ball one, to Kevin Made. And from that lead, George Strickler, publicity aide for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, he had the idea to photograph those four backfield mates on horses. Line drive cut by shortstop Muncy. Kevin Made is out, and the scoreless inning. Kumar Nambiar out of the pen, stranding the double by Pablo Aliendo. So congratulations to Marsha Bullard. There's our Lugnuts trivia question of the game. Lugnuts strong relief continues. Nambiar following Whittlesey. And onward we travel to the ninth. Can the Lugnuts ride? It's South Bend leading 4. There you go. 4 horsemen. 4-1 South Bend from 4 Winds Field.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Ben goes to the bullpen once more. They hope for the final time. Bradford Depperman, a 6-foot-tall right-hander out of Indianapolis, comes in. Seventh rounder 3 years ago. It is the Cubs 4. The Lugnuts 1. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. And Depperman will take on the Lugnuts 5, 6, 7 batters. That's Butler, that's Clark, that's McDonald. Depperman makes his 15th relief appearance with the Cubs. He's 1-for-1 so far in save opportunities. 16 2/3 innings, 15 hits, 12 walks, 19 strikeouts. Diaz, fastball. Strike called at the letters, outer third to Lawrence Butler. Left-handed batter to start against the righty. And the right-handed hitters, Clark, McDonald, and onward. 1-0-1. Fastball way outside, sailing on it. Lawrence Butler is 2-for-3. Keep in mind, the Lugnuts only have 3 hits in the game. All 3 hits singles. Pitch on its way. The breaking ball up and in. Fifth pitcher of the game, Bradford Depperman. He drafted out of North Florida. He fires. Just a little low, a little inside. He's behind Butler, 3-0. Does he give in? He offers. No, he rides it high and wide, and Butler walks. So that brings the potential game-tying run into the on-deck circle as Denzel Clark strides into the right-hand batter's box. Depperman relieves Jake Reindl. Fired the last 2 innings scorelessly, stranding 2 on last frame. Right-hander deals to right-hander. The pitch to Denzel. At the knees for a called strike. 92 miles an hour with some heavy action. Only run for the Lugnuts came in the fifth. Butler at first. Waits. Here it comes. Breaking ball, broken bat, ground ball, squibbing down toward third. Picked up by Verdugo, throws to first to get him. Clark got a very late break from the right-hand batter's box. Butler is up to second base. There's one down.
Number 25, Jared McDonald.
Felt like that ball was moving in slow motion down toward third, and you would think, boy, a weakly struck ball with all of that great speed for Denzel Clark. He's got a chance. But no, play at first was not close. And now South Bend is 2 outs away from a series opening win. Depperman to Jared McDonald. Runs this pitch low and in. 94 on that heavy fastball. And he can just feel that that fastball is heavy. That must have really stung Denzel Clark's hands, breaking his bat on that grounder. Ball one offering. Swing and a miss. It's 92. It is exploding into his catcher Aliendo's glove. McDonald is 0 for 2. In the fifth inning, he drew a bases-loaded walk to drive in the Lugnuts only run right now, down 4-1. Here's the pitch. Low and away. The Lugnuts are hopeful. Should we go to a bottom of the ninth inning? Right-hander Trayson Kubo is warming up in the pen. 2-1 for McDonald. Dapperman delivers. Low and away again. 3-1. On deck, Cooper Bowman. The pitch. Low for 4. A walk, a ground out, and another walk. And Cooper Bowman is coming up as the game-tying run. Depperman has been plagued by bases on balls. So now 14 walks in 17 innings with the Cubbies. Bowman, a great batting eye. He is 0 for 3 today. Righty deals to righty. Fastball in there for a called strike. 93. So important how that first pitch goes. How often have we seen that dictates how the plate appearance goes. Cubs 4, Lugnuts 1, 2-1, one out, top of the ninth inning. The 0-1 pitch. Strike 2 called. Running across the inside corner. And Depperman is keeping everything low. And Bradford Depperman has allowed runs in each of his last 3 appearances. 5 out of his last 7, he's given up runs. He deals. Bowman does not chase. Slider low and away. On appeal, he doesn't go. Denied by the bases umpire, Molman. It was a good block by the catcher, Aliendo. Otherwise, those runners are both scooting into scoring position. Bowman, the number 8 batter. 1-2. Woo! The pitch is on its way. Up and inside. 2. A couple of fastballs for strikes. A couple of breaking balls for balls. And the on-deck circle, Saheed Valenzuela just replaced Brian Buelbas. Here's the pitch. Fastball runs inside. Lawrence Butler at second, McDonald at first, 3-2. Popped up at a shallow right second baseman Pertuz. He's underneath. The infield fly rule in effect as he makes the catch. Well, Bowman is at number 2. And the batter will be Valenzuela, a pinch hit for Buelbas. And with that, the pitching coach, Tony Cagoule, visits Bradford Depperman. And South Bend, in its bullpen, is hurriedly warming up the right-hander, Jared Wright. Let's say Valenzuela keeps things going in the top of the ninth inning. when Max Muncy comes up next. It seems to me that Jared Wright will have to be ready. They would not want Depperman to continue past Valenzuela. But Saheed Valenzuela, looking to keep the Lugnuts' hopes alive. Pitch hitting for Guelabas, who is 0-3 with a strikeout, a fielder's choice, and a fly out to right field. Switch hitter bats from the left side. Valenzuela hitting 207 through 38 games with the Nuts. 5 doubles, 8 knocked in. By the way, this year, Depperman has actually been tougher on lefties, hitting 219 than righties. 267. Deals. Valenzuela takes a called strike. That great sinker opens things up. Two on, two out, down 4-1 in the ninth. Here's Depperman's pitch. Ground ball hit up the middle. That ball sneaks through, base hit center field. Windmill around third, Butler comes in to score. And center Pete Crow Armstrong only now lobs into second base. An RBI single for Valenzuela. McDonald up to second, and the Lugnuts trail 4-2.
From the Lansing leadoff spot, shortstop number 4,
Phil Pohl's move pays off. Max Muncy steps in. And it happened quickly in the plate appearance, so Jared Wright is not ready in the South Bend pen. Muncy against Depperman, two on, two out. He's the go-ahead run. The pitch. He swings and pops foul the first pitch over the screen. Out of play. Muncy, a right-handed batter. Seeing eye single, Saheed Valenzuela, his ninth RBI with the Nuts. Depperman sets. Deals to Muncy. Outside. One ball, one strike. Max is hitless and four at-bats. He has grounded to second. He has flied to right. He has struck out twice. Pitch is on its way. That misses in. And now Muncy's out in front, two balls and one strike. Depperman has his sign. Delivers. Shot up the middle in the center field. That's a base hit. Windmill for McDonald coming around. No play to the plate. McDonald scores standing in the Muncy RBI single. And the Lugnuts are down by one run. Valenzuela up to second base. It's Cubs 4, Lugnuts 3. Baseball discarded into the Cubs dugout as Cubs manager Reimel exits the dugout with the hook for Depperman. For a sixth time in his last 8 appearances, Bradford Depperman allows runs. Back-to-back two-out RBI singles, first by Valenzuela, and now by Muncy. And the call has been made. Jared Wright jogs in. Bradford Depperman walks off. Depperman goes 2/3 of an inning. 2 hits, 2 walks. Right now, 2 runs, but there might be more coming. 5th reliever utilized by the Cubs here in the series opener. Phil Pohl jogs back to his third baseside dugout. The assistant hitting coach Craig Conklin, meanwhile, delivers the armor utilized by Max Muncy to the bat boy. Pohl is checking out all of the numbers on this new reliever. Let me tell you what I've got on my end as well. Jared Wright is 25 years young out of Arlington, Tennessee. He was signed as a free agent in 2021 by the Chicago Cubs. Signed on May 22nd, 2021. Originally right out of southern Mississippi. So far this year in the Cubs system, in Myrtle Beach for the first 12 appearances, a 4.5 ERA. And with South Bend, a 5.45 ERA in 36 and a third innings, 36 hits, and 24 runs, 22 earned. He's allowed 5 home runs. He has walked 16. He has struck out 22. The league batting 263 against him. The numbers do not indicate dominance. South Bend 4, Lansing 3, top of the ninth inning. The Lugnuts down to their final out. Joshuan Wright is going to take on Jared Wright. It just feels right. Jared Wright, J-A-R-O-D. And then the last names are spelled exactly the same, W-R-I-G-H-T, which Wright can take flight in the top of the ninth inning. Jared Wright, 6'3", 205 pounds, 25 years old. Joshuan Wright, 5'6", 196 pounds, 21 years old. Wright versus Wright, Joshuan Wright designated to hit tonight by Lugnuts manager Phil Pohl, and we shall see. He is 1-for-4, a single his last time up. At second, Valenzuela. First, Muncy, down by one run. Righty deals to righty. Low and away, not caught cleanly by Aliendo. Popped out, did not roll far. Ball one. Hang tight. Ball got away from the Lugnuts pen where Trayson Kubo is continuing to warm up. So quickly, time was called. Jared Wright comes set. Deals. Joshuan Wright takes outside. Two balls and no strikes. And the crowd is getting grumpier. Valenzuela steps away from second, Muncy from first. The 2-0. Low and away and gets away to the backstop. Valenzuela scoots to third. Muncy advances to second on the right wild pitch. Three balls and no strikes now. The tying run is 90 feet away, and the go-ahead run is in scoring position. Fourth wild pitch of the year for Jared Wright with South Bend. On deck, Shane McGuire. First base, Barron. The deal. Fastball very high. Four-pitch walk for Joshuan Wright. Jared Wright does not look right. He's kicking away at his landing area. The bases are loaded with Lugnuts. And if Jared Wright's command is not right, this is the wrong man for him to face. Shane McGuire's 0-for-3 with a walk his last time up. His 21st walk in 24 games with the Nuts. 4-3, Cubs, two outs. The pitch. Fastball rides high and wide. Ball one. Tying run at third, Valenzuela. Go-ahead run at second, Muncy. At first, Wright. They'd love him to score two. Ball one offering. Breaking ball. In there. Strike call. I'm looking at Jared Wright's numbers pitching in college at Southern Miss. There were a lot of walks there, too. In 2019, 18 walks in 25 innings. He lets it fly. A bouncer right back to Wright. Runs toward first. Underhands over. Ball game over. Shane McGuire, a comebacker. Jared Wright closes it. The Lugnuts come up shy by one run with their ninth inning rally. In the end, two runs for the Nuts in the top of the ninth inning on two hits and three walks. Three left on. It's the Cubs 4, the Lugnuts 3. That is your final. Lugnuts postgame is on its way next. This is Lugnuts Baseball.
I just don't know what to do anymore.
I wish everyone would just go away.
No, it's nothing. Don't worry about me.
Mind your own business. I hate my life.
She'll see when I'm gone.
Suicide could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a plea for help. You can help someone before it's too late.
And then she said she wanted to kill herself.
Do something. Contact OK to Say.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
It's a final from South Bend, Indiana. The Cubs holding off the Lugnuts to win the opener by the final score of 4-3. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler back at Four Winds Field. They're conducting the postgame interview on the field right now with the starting pitcher for the Cubs, Luke Little. And the ice bath for the number two broadcaster, Max Toma, standing on a crate so that he can get close to the 6'8 Luke Little, who then receives the second ice bath. Luke Little fired four perfect innings. That was all the way back at the start. Things changed as the game went on. The Cubs took a 4-1 lead, one in the first, one in the third, two runs in the bottom of the fifth inning. Grant Holman started the game for the Lugnuts. He fired the first four innings. And then Mac Lardner allowed two runs in one-third of an inning in the bottom of the fifth, but then the Lugnuts bullpen. Brock Whittlesey, 2 2/3 scoreless. Kumar Nambiar, one scoreless inning. And because of their work, there was the chance for the Lugnuts offense to rally back. And they nearly did just that. First in the fifth inning, the Lugnuts got on the scoreboard. A bases-loaded walk drawn by Jared McDonald. And that forced in the first run. And then, down 4-1 of the late going. The Lugnuts, in the seventh inning, Lawrence Butler, a leadoff single. They left him at third base. In the eighth inning, with two outs, Josh Wainwright, a single. Shane McGuire, Joe Walk. Those runners left at first and second. In the ninth inning, a leadoff walk drawn by Lawrence Butler. And then after Denzel Clark ground out to third, Jared McDonald drew a second walk. Cooper Bowman popped out an infield fly. But Zahid Valenzuela, pinch hitting for Brian Guelbas, snuck a seeing eye single right up through the middle, and the Lugnuts trailed 4-2. Max Muncy followed, muscling an RBI single into center field, and the Lugnuts trailed 4-3. That prompted South Bend manager Lance Reimel to go to his bullpen, called upon Jared Wright, replacing Bradford Depperman. Depperman grew to record the first two outs, but had walked two and allowed two straight two-out RBI singles. Jared Wright came on, and his first four pitches were nowhere close, walking Josh Wainwright, and the bases were loaded for Shane McGuire. Wright then fell behind McGuire, but he got him on a comebacker, underhanding over to first baseman Opitz, and the ball game ended. The Lugnuts leaving the bases loaded in the end. Your final score, South Bend 4. And the Lugnuts 3. So for the Lugnuts now, the record falls to 25-30. 50-71 overall for the year, but what fight all the way to the bitter end. For the Cubs, the record now 34-21-68-53 for the season as a whole. Three runs, five hits, two errors for the Lugnuts, stranding nine runners on the bases. On the other side for the Cubs, four runs, 12 hits, and no errors, leaving six runners on the bases. The winning pitcher tonight, it is South Bend reliever Chris Cashmar, went one inning, three walks, one hit, and one run. Cashmar picks up the win. He's 1-0. The losing pitcher, Grant Holman, now 1-4. The save goes to Jared Wright. It is his second at the time of the game tonight, 2 hours and 35 minutes before a crowd of 3,729. Tomorrow night, 7.05 p.m., the Lugnuts start the right-hander, Jacob Waters, in his Lugnuts debut. He'll take on Porter Hodge for the Cubs. Waters is a fourth rounder out of West Virginia who is throwing 96-99, but I've heard that he can touch 100 miles an hour. So with Waters added, right after the Lugnuts just added Mason Miller, we're looking at two guys throwing some of the hardest fastballs in Lugnuts franchise history who have just joined the team. Waters will make his Lugnuts debut tomorrow, we do expect. And it'll be piggybacked by the right-hander Christian Fernandez. That's coming up tomorrow night against Porter Hodge. I'll have the pregame show for you, and then first pitch at 7.05 p.m. Thursday, Joey Estes gets the ball. Jake Walkinshaw on Friday, Mason Miller on Saturday, and Jorge Juan is expected to start on Sunday. All of these games at 7.05 before the Lugnuts return back home to Jackson Field next Tuesday, September the 6th. A six-game homestand to wind up the year. Go to LansingLugnuts.com for all the information you need and to purchase your tickets. Once more, your final score tonight, South Bend 4, Lansing 3. Here's wishing you well from Four Winds Field, and I hope you keep me company the rest of this series on the road, the Lugnuts' final road trip of the year. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Good night from South Bend, Indiana, and Four Winds Field. This has been Lugnuts Baseball.